This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to develop world-class industrial infrastructure, unlocking manufacturing potential and driving the country's growth story. In a significant step towards enhancing farmers' welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the government has given the nod to a minimum support price funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet also cleared the small hydropower development scheme for the period of 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore rupees.
Today, four major historic decisions were taken. The first is related to Make in India, for which a sanction of 33,660 crore rupees was approved by the cabinet. The second pertains to the 2023-24 cotton season, where matters related to the reimbursement of 11,718 crore rupees of support were approved. The third is the approval of an access control four-lane highway from Barabanki to Bahraich with an investment of 6,969 crore rupees. Additionally, small hydropower developments were also approved today.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. They also emphasized that ensuring safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz remains a foremost priority. The Prime Minister thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support towards the safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. Mr. Modi also conveyed greetings on the upcoming festival of Eid. The government has assured that crude availability is normal and refineries are operating at maximum capacity. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, shared this information during an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi this afternoon. She said domestic LPG production has increased by 40% and no dry out has been reported in any retail outlet across the country. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said all Indian vessels remain safe. He said in the past 24 hours, 25 Indian nationals were repatriated after sign-off from various ports. The meeting of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs is underway at Parliament House Annex. The committee is being briefed by the representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs on the safety, security and repatriation of the Indian diaspora during the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Meanwhile, the West Asia conflict involving the US-Israel alliance and Iran continues to escalate into a major confrontation as Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz today claimed that the Israeli military has killed Iran's Intelligence Minister Ismail Khatib. It comes after Israel targeted top security official Ali Larijani and Basij paramilitary force commander Ghulam Reza Soleimani. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the government is moving forward with the objectives of ensuring food security, increasing farmers' income and providing nutritious food to the people. The minister was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare for 2026-27. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members, who are set to retire from April to June this year. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day to meet again on the 23rd of this month. In Orleans Masters badminton, Ayush Shetty has advanced to the pre-quarterfinal in men's singles. Ayush defeated compatriot in a round of 32 match in France this evening. However, Kidambi Srikanth made an early exit. And with that, we end this news bulletin.